Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me live in studio this morning, I have the reigning state champions for drama, debate, and forensics, Isabel Spetzer, Aiden Lefrenier, and Christian Litton. Thank you all for joining me this morning, and I'm sorry, both of you, for your last names. As we were spelling them before we went on air, it's like, thank you for getting the most intricate last names possible for me on an 8 a.m. on a Monday.
Yeah, good morning, Erin.
Of course.
But it's great to guys have you guys, and congrats on the 7th state win in a row.
Yeah, we're having a good time in DDF, that's for sure.
Yeah, this is, so for folks who may not know like the DDF in general, it's drama, debate, and forensics. It's a lot of talking about.
Whenever I have to explain this to people, it's all under the kind of umbrella of public speaking. So in Alaska, we have kind of taken drama kids and debate kids and kind of combined it all together to kind of get this group. And we do competitive kind of public speaking in one way, I guess. And there's lots of different events to kind of take part in. There are 12 events that we do here in Southeast Alaska and 15 events total, I'm pretty sure, at the state level. Our team is very good at being diverse. We cover a lot of those events, and we tend to have a lot of success. And this, the last couple of years especially, have been very strong, and we had a very, very strong showing this year at the state tournament.
I think that's interesting. You said that in the last couple years, you've had a really strong showing when like everyone else is like the last couple years of weren't we all hiding in our homes with COVID? How did that impact it?
COVID was it made it really tough for a lot of activities when it comes to the high school level, and a lot of activities had to kind of shut down. We were lucky that through some particular people up in the Anchorage area and stuff, that they figured out ways for us to do it digitally and do it online virtually for about a year. And that kind of kept the program going. I would say a lot of the bigger programs up in the Anchorage area, they suffered quite a bit. They had a harder time kind of keeping their programs going strong. Sitka was very lucky in that we have a great program in YPT, the Young Performers Theater. Mm-hmm. We also have some debate stuff that happens at the middle school level. And I think that stuff kept some kids really interested in coming into the high school at that time. At the year of COVID, I had a huge influx of about 9 kids.
Wow.
As freshmen that year, and now they're all juniors, and they have continued through, and I kept our program very strong and very competitive, and so we've done nothing but thrive even through COVID, and so
amazing. And it's a pretty long season that you all commit to when you sign up for DDF. It's not like a couple months and then you move on to the next activity. Aiden, why don't we start with you? Of how long have you been a part of DDF, and what is it like being a part of like the longest season for a school activity?
Yeah, I've been a part of DDF for a good 2 years now. Joined about halfway through last year's season. It's definitely a commitment that you have to make. Not a lot of time to do too much else, but good time management and stuff like that. It's always pretty easy to get everything kind of under control. With it going so long, you have a lot of time to take what you've been given mm-hmm. and really perfect it. It's not like a play or anything where you have like 2-3 months to prepare, mm-hmm. but you have like almost the entire school year to really get your the pieces that you have to their like final form mm-hmm. and as well as you can get them.
So, and Isabel, you and both Aiden are part of the champion yeah. team for this state tournament. What was your event that you two worked on, and how long have you been honing it? The whole season? Just these, you know, midway through?
Yeah, so the piece that we've been working on was a duet, which is a 10-minute acting skit. It was the scene from Barefoot in the Park by Neil Simon, where it's Corey and Paul going through a divorce. We got this piece even before the school year started, mm-hmm. and then ever since then, every meet have just been honing it, working on it, polishing it, and we've been really successful with it. We've gotten undefeated about all year, and it was pretty nice at state to also go undefeated there.
It's when you've got that good pattern going, you don't want to ruffle it up at that point. So
exactly.
Amazing. So for these pieces, did you and Aiden find this and approach coaches, or how do you come? Because it's a little obscure of like two high schoolers like, hey, we're friends. We want to be arguing like people getting divorced. Sounds good.
So I went to Christian over the summer to get my events. My solo, I believe, I picked up over the summer. And then I kind of offhandedly mentioned to Christian that I was also looking for a duet to do with Schmetzer. And he had this duet script that he was looking for. I mean, that he had. And he went into the back and found it. And it kind of just clicked.
All right.
Well, and one of the things about being the coach and having also been on the team, sometimes I can pull from my own past and my friends' pasts and stuff that have been on the team and done pieces. And this was actually a piece that me and a girl named Kylie Jackson did when we were in high school, but we were not successful with it at all. It was the kind of thing where we just...
it wasn't like, I know this is a good gem, guys.
I knew it was good. I knew it was good. I just knew that it just needed a little tweaking from what Kylie and I had done. And I knew that these two were very dedicated and that they could take this thing that I knew would be good, run with it, and then we could, you know, polish it up over the year. And they were extremely successful. I mean, it's such a good piece. It's Neil Simon, so it's really witty banter. It's really relatable. And for your judges, you know, you have judges that come in and watch these things and have to judge you against other pieces. And this piece, it really talks about some things, that relationship issues that pretty much every judge that they ever had was always like, oh, I can connect to this. I know what's going on here. I've been there, at least sort of, you know, having an argument with my partner or my spouse. And so I knew it'd be relatable, and they just were so funny in it and so believable. And it just was such a great piece, and it's fun for me to get to watch that, to, you know, find something that I failed on when I was in high school, but then bring out that I know was good, and then give it to them. And they just were so much better at it than I ever was, so it was great to watch. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what do you find yourselves now still reverting back to silly banter? I mean, the season is basically over and you've been working on being an arguing couple now for most of the school year. I mean, so do you ever be able to like turn that part of your brain off, or do you every now and again still look at each other and like quip out a line?
I'd say me and Schmetzer are definitely better friends after the season. Awesome. So yeah, there is more opportunity for quote unquote witty banter.
I definitely think the duet did bring us a lot closer together on friendship wise. We spent a lot of time together making a lot of jokes and just goofing off a whole bunch.
In my garage.
Yeah. There were many times we were supposed to be practicing, but ended up with us just dying of laughter at times. So that definitely did strengthen the friendship a lot.
Oh, that's awesome. And so, Aiden, you've been a part of this now for 2 years. Isabel, how long have you been with DDF? And what kind of events have you done besides duets?
Yeah, so I've been with DDF for 3 years now. I've been with Sicca High for 2 of those years and debating for a lot longer. I'm kind of a jack of all trades, where I like to do some drama, some debate, and some forensics. And with that, it's a lot of speeches, funny speeches. I did a speech this year, an oration about why love is fake, which was pretty fun to do.
Especially with the duet.
Yeah, exactly.
There's definitely a theme.
Yeah, so that was pretty fun. And I just love DDF because it allows you to do a whole bunch of different things and learn a whole lot. So that's always really nice.
Yeah, Isabel's also a very gifted debater. And we had a kind of a smaller debate side of the team this year, but very effective. Crew. And so at most, you know, when we go to other tournaments in Southeast, we probably had like 3 or 4 teams, and we sadly could only take 2 teams to state this year, but both those teams at the state level were very successful. Isabel broke all the way through to quarterfinals.
Nice.
And then our other debate team ended up taking first place. And so very, very gifted debaters, and we're lucky because we have the best debate coach in the state in Amy Ainsley. She is just a world-class debater and a wonderful person, and I'm very lucky to have her as a partner in this, as a co-coach. And she makes these kids very smart. And so I say this all the time, that her job is to make them smart, and my job is just to make them make people laugh and cry and stuff.
Both sides of the brain account. Yeah, yeah. So why don't we, a quick rundown. So you run state champs overall, but you've won individual.
Yeah, so
how many wins do you got?
Do you have
room in the trophy case?
Our trophy case is getting pretty full, I won't lie. So individually, we took third place in foreign extemporaneous speaking. That was Felix Myers. Fourth place in original oratory was Jameson Dunn. First place in dramatic interpretation was Elliot Holloway. Second place in humorous interpretation, Ben Hedrick. Fifth place in duo, Danica Majeski, Kylie Orlando. Second place in duo, Sally Everson, Ben Hedrick. First place in duo, Sam McLaughlin and Felix Myers. Fifth place in mime, Zoe Trafton, Rita Christensen, Danica Majeski. Second place in mime, Aiden Lafreniere and Jameson Dunn. Fourth place in Reader's Theater, Francis Myers, Kylie Orlando, Rita Christensen, and Zoe Trafton. Fourth place in duet, Maya Kapp and Rihanna Bergman. Second place in duet acting, Sally Everson, Sam McLaughlin. First place in duet acting, Isabel and Aiden. Second place in solo, Elliot Holloway. First place in solo, Aiden Lafreniere. Fourth place in public forum debate, Francis Myers and Isabel Schmetzer. First place in public forum debate, Felix Myers and Jameson Dunn. And then Felix and Jameson. Jameson took first place in speaker points, and Felix took second place in speaker points. So those are all the individual awards. Then because of that, we got a lot of team points. And so we ended up taking the drama award, the forensics award, the debate award, all for Division II small schools, as well as the overall sweepstakes for Division II for small schools. And so if I'm being honest, it's like we would have won the Division I as well. So we had a lot of points, and we've been kind of crushing it, and it's been really, really awesome. And so
this is the first year that we're almost out of time here, but the first year that you're going to be going to nationals.
Yeah, we decided this year that, you know, our team is strong, so we have about five kids that have qualified for nationals, and the plan is to go to Phoenix, Arizona this summer. It's the kind of thing where it'll be just a great experience. I'm sure that it'll be, you know, we'll be little fish in the big pond, but it'll be great. We're hoping that we have five kids that have qualified. Maybe they'll all go, and we can even possibly take a couple of extra kids for supplemental events, but should be a really fun experience for those that go, and good for the team and good exposure for us.
And you won a national award for coaching, so do you get to pick up your award there?
No, that I got recognized at the state level. They nominated me at the state level. ASA did this last year, and yeah, I got a National Federation of High Schools award for coaching this year. So.
Well, congratulations to you for that award. And for the whole team, I mean, you two, especially for your duet, and oh my gosh, for the whole lot of you, that is amazing. And for a season that lasts so long, it requires such dedication. That's pretty awesome to have, like, to have the takeaway from that, to have that overflowing trophy cabinet.
Yeah, it's also good to be done, though. It's a long season.
Yeah. Then we go straight into theater.
Yeah.
No rest for the wicked. Yeah. Well, thank you all, Isabel, Aiden, and Christian, for joining me this morning. Congratulations on your state championship win for the seventh straight year. And I'm excited to hear what happens at Nationals.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. Fun.